it's here and now. And as people around this country struggle with snow and ice today, people in the UK are grappling with a different weather problem. It is the wettest January since 1776. One of the places dealing with severe flooding is Winchester, which is about 70 miles southwest of London. And it's where we find the BBC's Rob Broomby. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what's happening there today.
Well, I mean, this is the ancient English capital of Winchester, place best known for Alfred the Great in the 9th century. Today, it is threatened by water big time. There are many channels cutting their way through this city, all the River Itchen, and basically the authorities here have got barriers erected up the road from here to try and prevent the water flowing through the centre. They're protecting hundreds, if not thousands, of homes at the moment. The battle now is to prevent it getting into the town centre itself. This river, not one of the biggest in Britain by any means, is churning out water at the level of 1 million litres a second. And of course, the pumps you can hear behind me can't do anything to keep up with that.
And we always think of the UK as a very rainy place. But as we said, this is the worst flooding since 1776.
It has been dramatic and very sustained. And what we're seeing as well, though, is two things really here in this town. We've got the river itself, which they're dealing with. There's also a water table problem, a groundwater problem, if you like. A little earlier, we were in the crypt of the ancient 900-year-old cathedral. That is flooded down below to about 1.5, maybe even 2 metres. People are used to dealing with water in this country, as you know. They're used to bad weather. Nothing like this, though.
And people are very angry, I know, at the Environment Agency, which is in charge of dealing with this. Here, let's listen to Sue Burrows expressing her frustration to the British Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond.
I'm sorry, I am going to get emotional. There are 100 people of this village currently working together, none of them agents, none of them, not one. There is not one Environment Agency officer here. They're in an office. They need to be here. They have no idea.
Rob, what did the government not do in this case, or what could they have done?
Well, there are two questions really about, particularly in the west of England, around Somerset, where people feel that the Environment Agency had stopped dredging out rivers and that was not allowing the water to get away quickly enough. There was a feeling that people had put environmental concerns ahead of homes. That said, as these are pretty unusual times. Here in Winchester, we've been hearing a lot of praise for the way in which the emergency services have responded. Perhaps that is because, as of now, it is working. I've just walked past. In fact, you can probably hear the pumping underway close to me. They're actually pumping sewage out of the way because the water from the rivers has run into people's homes. That's got into the sewage system, and there's a danger that that could cause contamination an infection. And as I look up at the moment, the sky is blue, but this is really the calm between storms. The worst of this is yet to come, Jeremy, I fear.
The BBC's Rob Broomby joining us from Winchester, England. Rob, thanks so much.
Cheers.